I have only made coquito on two occasions. My mother has been asking my grandmother for recipes for years, but my grandmother refused to share any for a long time. She has kept most of her recipes secret, but did allow my mother and I to make it with her once. We bought all of the ingredients and brought them to her house. She gave us a worried look any mother would be familiar with and began. We poured in the coconut milk, evaporated milk, condensed milk, and vanilla extract. My mother moved to pour rum, and my grandmother slapped at her hand, characteristic of my grandmother's disapproval. My mother gave me a look of exasperation as my grandmother blended the ingredients. My grandmother saw the look, sighed loud enough for us to hear over the blender, and gave me the same exasperated look. When the blending was done, my mother moved to pour the rum, but my grandmother slapped her hand again and took the bottle, pouring it instead. My mother said she could have done that, but my grandmother said that my mother would have poured the wrong amount. When my grandmother had finished pouring, my mother took the bottle and poured a little bit more, while I thought about how stubbornness runs in the family. My mother had the idea to give the drinks as gifts. Coquito had proven popular with her colleagues at work. Many enjoyed getting a bottle of sweet alcohol at work, where they could indulge before the holiday break without spouses getting upset over abundant and caloric alcohol consumption. I gave the drink as a gift to my college advisor when I was accepted to my first choice college. I also used the drink as a bribe to steal a seat from another college student on an overbooked Peter Pan bus on my way back to college.